13.4.
In an interview with SBC, Finance Minister Carol Dixon has confirmed rumours that she is to retire on health grounds. She categorically denied that her retirement was connected to recent criticism of the government's decision to build two new nuclear power stations, although she acknowledged there had been division on the issue.
Of course there was a dispute over nuclear energy. I've been a long-term opponent and I've never hidden that. But I lost that argument. On broad policy, hand on heart, I remain totally behind this government.
However, she refused to comment further on the health reasons for her departure.
And will you be giving more details on your health? Otherwise it's bound to fuel speculation.
No, I really think that's a private matter between my family and me.
A sniffer dog has received a medal for bravery for its work in a bomb disposal unit. Bodge has worked in several war zones over the last 6 years and has helped find over 200 bombs and mines to be deactivated. His handler, Corporal Hassan Cleaver, said it was a proud day and praised the work of the whole unit.
It's just fantastic. We're so proud of him. And he deserves it, as do lots of the dogs we work with. What they do is just unbelievably important. They're fantastic.
Rioting over government reforms has continued in Manava, with two men being killed. Crowds throwing missiles confronted police armed with batons in the main square and conducted running battles in the surrounding streets throughout the day. Nico Smith reports.
There are conflicting reports about the deaths. A police spokesman assured reporters that the men died when a car exploded after being set alight by a petrol bomb that had been thrown by rioters. Meanwhile, demonstrators claim they were crushed when police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd in the square, forcing people down narrow side streets. As the news of the deaths spread, protesters rampaged through the surrounding area, smashing things in anger. The rioting lasted most of the day until an uneasy calm fell upon the city this evening. Addressing the country on television, the president blamed the rioting on subversive groups trying to destabilize the country and rejected demands for the government to change tack. He urged what he termed a silent majority to make their voices heard. However, there are no signs that that call will be heeded. Nico Smith, Manava.
Interest rates are set to rise 0.5%, taking the base rate to a 10-year high of 4%. The central bank refused to rule out further increases this year as it bids to control inflation. Sport. And the national football team have been dealt a further blow in the run-up to their crucial World Cup qualifying match against Russia. The goalkeeper and team captain, Jermaine Johnson, has been ruled out with a thigh strain. The team have struggled and must win if they are to go through to the finals next year. The manager, François Houllier, expressed confidence in Johnson's replacement, Paul Harrison.
Obviously, it is not the ideal preparation, but Paul is a great keeper and has been on good form, so I am not so worried.
The Hollywood couple Simon Crouch and Jennifer Ponting have won their libel action against the paper News Inquirer following allegations that theirs was a sham marriage. Anita Karaji reports.
During the compelling 3-day hearing, the court heard claim and counterclaim about the state of Crouch and Ponting's marriage, but in the end, the judge found in their favour, awarding £560,000 damages. Outside the court, in a statement read by their lawyer, the couple thanked supporters and vowed to donate the money to charity.
Simon and Jen would like to thank all those fans who sent well wishes and never doubted the outcome of this case. They would also like to make clear that all the proceeds from this decision will be given to good causes, because this case was never about personal gain, only about personal truth.
News Inquirer said it disagreed with the decision and was considering an appeal.
And that's the news from SBC. It's 6:05.